So how the fence you're pulling on them and keep them from doing so much of that bucking up. Well, you see, a horse has got to throw their neck up pretty high before they can do much of bucking. And whenever they go to throw their neck up, well, that kind of slows them down a little bit about throwing their neck up,
mm-hmm.
throwing their head up kind of high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, how about your mother's education, do you know?
No, I don't know how much education mother had, but I don't believe I've ever even heard her say how much education she had. But all I do know is that she could, I believe now that I have known her writing letters, reading in various different books, and seemed like she was more interested in the affairs of her family than she was anything else, mm-hmm. reading different kinds of books. And,
right.
And I can say one thing, is if we had more mothers today like we had back in them days, there wouldn't be as much meaning to one of them. Because whenever they spoke, they meant it. There wasn't no, they wasn't no joking about it.
Did your mother ever work outside the house?
No. She did the housewife. All she was.
And let's see, she raised what?
There was five of us, I believe.
How about your grandparents? How much do you know about, say, her parents?
Well, now, my grandparents, I believe that he had a little Irish in him, and maybe he might have been pretty much Irish because he was a big red-faced fella. And I think that grandmother had a lot of Indian in her. She was a little slim young person with high cheekbones.
Mm-hmm.
And but she had a lovely disposition about her. She, and of course,
did you see her often?
Mother would take us to visiting with her, you know. We'd hook up the hack and the horse, you know, and we'd take put some straw in the bottom of the wagon of the hack, and us kids would get back in there, and we'd have a big canvas.
Mm-hmm.
And if it looked like it was going to rain, Mother would put that over us, you know. So if it rained, we wouldn't get wet.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time, we lived out the other side of Fort Oglethorpe, and I crawled off down. Now this is some of my pranks now that I pulled back when I was pretty small. I then lost me, couldn't find me nowhere, and had the whole community looking for me. And there was a weed patch way down below the house, and Dad had a sweet little old wagon, a little old coaster wagon, and I had pulled that thing way down in them weeds. And I had one of these old window blinds shaved, and I had pulled that up over me, and I was under that thing in that wagon sound asleep. And they looked at me all over the place before they found me. I don't remember. I think Mother was so proud of finding me. I don't think she even whipped me or anything.
That must have been a pretty long trip to where your grandparents lived. Was it South Georgia or North Georgia?
Well, now, I think that, let me see. I don't think that Warrenton, Georgia is too far from Fort Oglethorpe. And that other place where my mother was, her birthplace, I don't think that I know exactly how far that is. I believe, though, it's pretty well down in the southern part of Georgia.
Mm-hmm. Where she was born. Right?
Mm-hmm. That's where he was born.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever get to see your father?
I seen my father one time, my grandfather Holger one time.
Well, then did he and his wife come to America?
I don't know whether grandmother did or not. But what I'll tell you what stands out so much in my mind about him, he was a tall man.
Mm-hmm.
And he wore a mustache, same as my father did.
Mm-hmm.
And he wore black, dark clothes. Big old long, brand new black overcoat. And packed their black hat. And he came over to visit everybody, all his children over here. He had two boys that I knew of.
Mm-hmm.